RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz.
Hello listeners, welcome back to our English program over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll bring you first our news, followed by news from across the country, today in history, highlight of the week, week in review, and news in brief. We'll continue our program with Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany. To conclude our program for today, we'll present you to you our daily segment, Listener's Mailbag. That was our program summary for today. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. The Indonesian National Police Chief to meet subordinates following Tito nomination. The Corruption Eradication Commission supports state funding proposal for political parties. Indonesian scientists registered to Nobel Prize nomination. Now the news in detail. Retiring National Police Chief General Badruddin Haiti will meet his subordinates early next week to unify the force after the nomination of Commissioner General Tito Karnavian as his successor. Tito, currently the chief of the National Counterterrorism Agency and a former Jakarta police chief, was proposed by President Joko Widodo earlier this week. He is President Jokowi's sole candidate. Some observers have warned that the nomination of Tito Karnavian, 52 years old, may cause backlash among more senior officers. The candidate graduated the Police Academy in 1987, leapfrogging high-profile and senior officers, including National Police Deputy Chief Commissioner General Budi Gunawan of the 1984 cohort and National Narcotic Agency Chief Commissioner General Budi Waseso, who graduated a year later. Badruddin said on Friday that there are indeed elements of seniority, but as long as the requirements of career level and rank are met, they will support the candidate. Agus Raharjo, chairman of the Corruption Eradication Commission, has supported a proposal to publicly fund political parties to prevent rooting corruption in the legislative agency, an idea first suggested by a current minister. Agus said during the opening of the 2016 Anti-Corruption Convention hosted by the Muhammadiyah Youth Central Leadership in Jakarta on Friday evening that he agreed on the party funding and the commission will voice it soon. He added that if political parties receive funding from the state, it can eliminate the possibility of parties being influenced. According to Agus, the party funding is rational for parties not to be contaminated and provide those competent enough to be public leaders in their own regions. He explained that the state does have room in the budget to introduce the plan as just 1% of the annual state budget, around 21 trillion rupiahs, or $1.57 billion, would suffice. Scientist from Indonesia, Dr. Taruna Ikrar, became one of the researchers whose work was submitted by the University of California to fill the opportunity of Nobel Prize 2006 nomination in medicine. Taruna Ikrar said on Saturday that his work has been proposed by the University of California in the category of optogenetic physiology of medicine. Taruna, a lecturer of University of California, Irvine, USA, is one of the team that successfully developed optogenetic laser stimulation. Besides Taruna, there are two other people involved in this research, namely scientists from Stanford University, Dr. Ivan Soltes, a citizen of Hungary and the U.S., and Dr. Amar Sahai, a U.S. citizen, a scientist from Harvard University. Taruna explained, optogenetic is a method to make the active or non-active nerve cells or neurons in the brain by using specific light spectrum. He continued that later, this technique can be used in the treatment of diseases in the brain such as Parkinson, epilepsy, schizophrenia, and others. State airport operator Angkasa Pura II has pushed back plans to operate the newest terminal in Soekarno-Hatta International Airport to after Idul Fitri holiday following an inspection from the Transportation Ministry. The Soekarno-Hatta Airport's Terminal 3 Ultimate was planned to open to public on Monday in order to add capacity to the country's largest airport, expecting to see a surge of 2.7 million passengers during the holiday season. But after an inspection earlier this week, the Transportation Ministry deemed it too risky for the terminal to operate with backup electricity still not online, a disrupted view from air traffic control tower to apron, incomplete signs, and dysfunctional toilets. Joko Murjatmojo, the Operations and Engineering Director of Angkasa Pura II, said late on Friday that it's likely the operation will be postponed until after Idul Fitri holiday. Joko added that the company has a seamless transition from main power line to backup generator, allowing an uninterrupted terminal operation during electricity blackouts, a not-so-rare occurrence in the region. Last item. Transport Minister Ignatius Jonan has asked port authorities to implement more stringent security screening measures across ports and harbors across Indonesia. Jonan said that passengers should at least be required to pass a metal detector screening prior to entering the departures holding area. Ignatius Jonan in Balikpapan Semayang Harbor on Friday, June 17, said that the governments are gradually tightening up Indonesia's security screening process across all ports in Indonesia. He praised the security screening procedure that has been implemented in Semayang Harbor, but also took the time to call out on officers that are still unused to effectively utilizing security screening equipment that has been made available to their disposal. Jonan said that a tighter security screening procedure will benefit passengers as it allows port authorities to better ensure the safety of all passengers passing through Indonesia's port and harbors. The minister also hoped that in the future, Indonesia's ports and harbors should have jetty bridges installed in order to allow passengers to embark and disembark in greater comfort. To end the news, here are the main points once again. The Indonesian National Police Chief met with subordinates following Tito Karnavian nomination as the next police chief. Agus Raharjo, chairman of the Corruption Eradication Commission, support state funding proposal for political parties as corruption prevention. An Indonesian scientist, Dr. Taruna Ikrar, was registered to Nobel Prize nomination by the University of California. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with news from across the country, which present a variety of interesting information from across Indonesia in a week. The first news came from Karimun, Riau Islands. Villagers of Tanjung Hutan and Little Tanjung Batu villages, Buru District Karimun Regency, enjoy solar-powered electricity for 24 hours in a day. Head of Buru District Hasan Hidayat on the sidelines of Safari Ramadan in Al Hidayah Mosque, Lubuk Puding Buru, said Thursday electricity in the two villages was a step forward compared to two other villages in district of Buru where electricity was only lit in the evening. While most of the villages outside Pulau Karimun Besar have no electricity lit day and night. Hasan Hidayat said electricity enjoyed by residents comes from two solar power plant engines managed by the local community cooperatives, which is the forerunner of the establishment of village-owned enterprises. Residents of the two villages, he explained, numbering about 800 households, pay contribution for the operational solar power plant engines collected by officers they appointed. According to the district head, residents in these two villages are greatly helped by the operation of the machine aids from the Ministry of Energy and Mineral Resources. He hopes local residents to become more productive in improving the economy by utilizing the electricity flowing into the house day and night. He hoped the electricity that lights 24 hours may encourage the development of tourist attraction, such as the hot water in the village of Tanjung Hutan, one of the leading tourist attractions that entered into wonderful Kepulauan Riau. The next news comes from Pasuruan East Java. Taman Safari Indonesia 2 Prigen Pasuruan East Java added to its collection a rare animal named the American Baby Bison. The baby bison was born from the mother named Nanduira and Stad Kia Sulin. Although the typical American animal was born on June the 2nd, it could only be filmed 2 weeks later because these large mammals are still sensitive and feared something unexpected happened. Baby bison that have not been named and professionally called Mr. X was born with a weight of 20 kilograms. See, Mr. X is different from the two parents. Its skin and fur is yellowish or blonde, while its parent was born shiny brown. The latest news comes from Surabaya East Java. Chairman of the Working Unit Minister for Development Supervision and Control, Minister Education and Culture, Agnes Tuti Rumiati, stated the ministry has appointed Mojokerto East Java as the first pilot or model school of national level. According to him, model schools are schools that perform quality assurance evaluation on a regular basis. The ITS Surabaya statisticians explain quality assurance is largely determined by the commitment of the regional heads and principals because the guarantee does not come from good or bad schools, but it stems from self-evaluation. The evaluation, according to him, is not the same at every school because of the quality of each school is also different. However, the most important thing is that every school is mapping on each other's standard to be measured on a regular basis whether there is progress from year to year and then look for a solution to achieve it. As the reason for the appointment of Mojokerto as piloting model school, which was the first time in Indonesia, he said it is due to the gross enrollment ratio of school children researching 100% from elementary to high school. In addition, he said that it had conducted an evaluation of the number of districts, cities, and finally concluded in Mojokerto most eligible. That was news from across the country or across Indonesia.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Today in History, a regular segment which brings back people and events from this date in the past as recorded in history. Let's start with 1945, Aung San Suu Kyi, Burmese politician, Nobel Prize laureate, was born. Aung San Suu Kyi, who was born on June 19, 1945, is a Burmese social democratic stateswoman, politician, diplomat, and author who served as the first and incumbent state councillor and leader of the National League for Democracy. She is also the first female Minister of Foreign Affairs of Myanmar and the Minister of President's Office in President Htin Kyaw's cabinet, and from 2012 to 2016 was a Putu Huitau MP for Kwah Mo Township. The youngest daughter of Aung San, father of the nation of modern-day Myanmar and Kin Kyi, Aung San Suu Kyi was born in Rangoon, British Burma. After graduating from the University of Delhi in 1964 and the University of Oxford in 1968, she worked at the United Nations for 3 years. She married Michael Harris in 1972 and gave birth to 2 children. Aung San Suu Kyi rose to prominence in the 1988 uprisings and became the General Secretary of the newly formed National League for Democracy. In 1990 elections, the National League for Democracy, or NLD, won 81% of the seats in parliament, but the results were nullified as the military refused to hand over power, resulting in an international outcry. She had, however, already been detained under house arrest before the election. She remained under house arrest for almost 15 of the 21 years from 1989 to 2010, becoming one of the world's most prominent political prisoners. In the 2015 election, her party won a landslide victory, taking 86% of the seats in the Assembly of the Union, well more than the 67% supermajority needed to ensure that its preferred candidates were elected president and second vice president in the presidential electoral college. Although she was prohibited from becoming the president due to a clause in the constitution, her late husband and children are foreign citizens, she assumed the newly created role of state counselor, a role akin to prime minister or a head of government. Aung San Suu Kyi has gained international acclaim, having received many honors, including the Rafto Prize, Sakharov Prize, Nobel Peace Prize, Jawaharlal Nehru Prize, Order of Australia, U.S. Congressional Gold Medal, and Presidential Medal of Freedom. She is an honorary citizen of many countries, including Canada, and was an honorary member of Nelson Mandela's Elders. Next is from 2012, WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange requested asylum in London's Ecuadorian embassy for fear of extradition to the United States after publication of previously classified documents, including footage of civilian killings by the U.S. Army. Julian Paul Assange was born on July 3, 1971, is an Australian computer programmer, publisher and journalist. He is editor-in-chief of the organization WikiLeaks, which he founded in 2006. Since November 2010, Assange has been subject to extradition to Sweden, where he is wanted for questioning concerning an allegation of rape. He denies the allegation and has expressed concern that he will be extradited from Sweden to the United States of America due to his perceived role in publishing secret American documents. After exhausting his legal option in the United Kingdom, Assange failed to surrender for extradition. Instead, he sought and was granted asylum by Ecuador in August 2012. He has since remained in Ecuador's London embassy, unable to leave without being arrested for breaching his bail conditions. The United Nations Working Group on Arbitrary Detention found by a majority that he has been arbitrarily detained and that his detention should be brought to an end. Well, that was Today in History over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Anna Trijayakasih.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
The Week Spotlight presents Top Issue of the Week.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with Spotlight. This week, the spotlight is on the government increases meat import quotas. The still high price of beef in the market has made the government increases import quota of frozen beef by 15,000 tons for state-owned enterprises and 23,000 tons for the private sector. Minister of State Own Enterprises Rini Sumarno, after a coordination meeting on food at the Office of Coordinating Ministry for the Economy in Jakarta on Thursday, said the ministry has been selling beef at a price of 80,000 rupiahs per kilogram, but the market price is still high. Director of Logistic Agency Bulog, Jarod Kusumayakti, confirmed that until now only 2,050 tons of imported frozen meat, which already had entered Bulog, while the quota is 10,000 tons, in order to reduce the price of beef in the market. Since Idul Fitri Day is only 3 weeks away, Jarod believed that not more than 3,000 tons of frozen meat could be imported from Australia. Nevertheless, Jarod hoped this could reduce the price of beef in the market. Therefore, he asked traders in the market to help the government to lower the prices of beef. He revealed that 300 tons of meat imported from Australia had arrived in Jakarta on Thursday. The arrival of the meat was a realization of the government's efforts through Bulog to continue to press the main commodity prices, which are still high. Related to President Joko Widodo's request to set the price of beef during Ramadan and Idul Fitri in the range of 80,000 rupiah per kilogram, Executive Director of INDEF, Eni Sri Hartati, said it was only a temporary effect. According to her, meat prices would be stable in the long term if the situation is anticipated long before. Starting the beginning of the year by February at the latest, the data can be identified and then Indonesia imported feeder cattle. Thus, the price of beef could be stabilized. Well, that was Spotlight of this week. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Time now for us to bring you news in brief. Retiring National Police Chief General Badruddin Haiti will meet his subordinates early next week to unify the force after the nomination of Commissioner General Tito Karnavian as his successor. Agus Raharjo, Chairman of the Corruption Eradication Commission, has supported a proposal to publicly fund political parties to prevent rooting corruption in the legislative agency, an idea first suggested by a current minister. Scientist from Indonesia, Dr. Taruna Ikrar, became one of the researchers whose work was submitted by the University of California to fill the opportunity of nomination of Nobel Prize 2016 in medicine. State airport operator Angkasa Pura II has pushed back plans to operate the newest terminal in Soekarno-Hatta International Airport to after Idul Fitri holiday following an inspection from the Transportation Ministry. Transport Minister Ignatius Jonan has asked port authorities to implement more stringent security screening measures across ports and harbors across Indonesia. That was the end of News in Brief over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequencies of 9525 kHz, 11785 kHz, and 15150 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Here's our next program, Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with Indonesian Wonder, a special segment introducing Indonesia's tourism potentials, including tourist destinations, art and culture, also culinary. Today, I'll invite you for a visit to Mount Mantang Timali in Palu, Central Sulawesi Province. So stay tuned in RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Besides through the shortwave, you can also listen to this broadcast via www.voi.co.id. Mantang Timali is a village located at the top of the mountains Verbeek, on the left side of the summit of Mount Gawalise at an altitude of 1,500 meters above sea level. Mount Mantang Timali is precisely located about 2 kilometers from the village of Wayu Kinofaro, Sigi, Central Sulawesi. In the past, the place was a very strategic position for the Dutch colonial rule to build a monitoring post. Mantang Timali is also one of the best locations in the world for paragliding. According to many paragliders on the hill, you can feel the wind blowing to the slope that causes turbulence, which is indispensable to gain altitude when you want to do paragliding. Competitions of paragliding are often organized here, like the 27 National Games in 2008. Mantang Timali Mountain is also very suitable for day trips and to relax and rest, because the air here is very cool and the scenery is so beautiful. For lovers of nature, this location can also be used as a camping ground. From Mantang Timali Mountain, you can look into all corners of the city of Palu, ranging from the northern end to the distant Kulawi, about 100 kilometers from the city of Palu. Here you can also enjoy the atmosphere of the Palu and Sigi valleys from the top of the mountain, a mix of natural panorama of land and sea, as well as the glitter of the city and the quiet village atmosphere at night, all you can see from the top of this Matantimali mountain. If you go camping here in the morning, you can watch the magnificent sunrise. For paragliders, after doing some paragliding, you can relax for a while and enjoy this mountain cuisine. Matantimali offers many culinary delights which are tempting and unique. One of the famous culinary here is sogili, eels cooked in typical Matantimali style. From the city of Palu to the location of Matantimali takes approximately 30 minutes to the west and can be reached by using a motorcycle or car, or you can also walk or go hiking. Throughout the journey, you will be treated to a nature panorama of Matantimali mountains and rice fields, as well as the hospitality of the people who live at the foot of the mountain. That was Indonesian Wonder this time. If you are in Central Sulawesi, Palu, find time to visit Mount Matantimali, a place which is a paradise for lovers of paragliding, until tomorrow with another interesting topic.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with Miscellany, a regular segment featuring various aspects of Indonesia, including arts and culture, customs and traditions, technology and environment, even lifestyle. Today's edition will be discussing heads of museum in Indonesia's meeting in Bali. Besides via shortwave, you can also listen to this program through www.voi.co.id. A total of 300 heads of museums in Indonesia will attend a national meeting to be held 2016 on May 30 until June 2, 2016 in Bali. This meeting will discuss various issues of museum in Indonesia. Until March 2016, it is recorded that Indonesia has 416 museums managed by government and private companies. Director General of Culture, Ministry of Education and Culture, Hilmar Farid, said that the number should be in line with complete collection of museums, valid information, infrastructure, and smart and creative human resources. According to Hilmar Farid, the museum is a place that plays a role in the education and entertainment. Museums should be able to give pleasure to visitors. Therefore, pleasant public programs are needed to make people interested in visiting the museum. He added that the museum in Indonesia should be developed and more qualified. It is a challenge for all parties. Director of Cultural Heritage and Museums Preservation, Directorate General of Culture, Ministry of Education and Culture, Hari Widianto, wished museum in Indonesia can be of an international scale. According to him, the thing to note is improvement of the museum management and revitalization of the museum to attract visitors. Museums managed by the government should be developed as those managed by private companies, so that the number of visitors would increase. Such as the Wild Museum and Transport Museum in East Java, which are crowded with visitors despite the expensive admission price. The National Museum meeting is expected to provide new knowledge and sharing of experiences on how to manage and develop museums in Indonesia. The national meeting in Bali theme Realizing the Ecosystem Museum with National Character and Personality is being held by the Ministry of Education and Culture in cooperation with the Association of Indonesian Museum and the Provincial Government of Bali. The meeting will discuss the existing problems of the museum and find solutions, such as the application of digital technology, improving the image of the museum, and public involvement in the development of the museum. This is the end of Miscellany for today. We will meet again tomorrow with another interesting topic. Goodbye.
We'll meet again tomorrow with another Miscellany on Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Listener's Mailbag, a weekly segment in which your letters and emails are acknowledged. In this segment, we'll also play some Indonesian music. Well, listener, we would like to thank you for you, wherever you are, who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. And now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by Bogdan Rezeki in Poland. In his email, Mr. Bogdan said that he listens to our broadcast time to time. And he said that he likes it. The reception is good on 9525 kHz. Hello, Mr. Bogdan. Thank you for your email dated April 7, 2016. For your information, in August this year, RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia will hold the second quiz called VOI International Quiz 2016, and we hope that you can participate in this quiz, so don't miss it. Keep listening to our broadcast every day and send your reception report. Who knows, you will be one of the winners. And as your information also, if you want to send your reception report, please send it to voi.english@gmail.com. I'll repeat again, voi.english@gmail.com. Well, Mr. Bogdan Rezeki, we are looking forward to receiving your next email. Thank you. And before we read another email, we'll play a beautiful song. This song is also for our regular listeners wherever you are. Enjoy the song.
Di
Now we will reply an email from Brianchev Yuri in Russia. In his email, Mr. Brianchev Yuri said that he likes our radio, and he said that he collects souvenirs from radio, such as badge, CDs, writing pads, stamps, and he gives music in schools and orphanages. He also asked to send him souvenirs. Hello, Mr. Brianchev Yuri. Thank you for your attention and appreciation on our radio. And how is our signal in your country? Can you hear our broadcast clearly? As your request, we will send the souvenirs as soon as possible, but please be patient to wait for it. Thank you. And if you want to send your reception report, you can send it to voi.english@gmail.com. Well, Mr. Brianchev Yuri, we are looking forward to receiving your next email and also your reception report. Well, listener, wherever you are, we'll play a beautiful song just for you. Enjoy the song.
Suara rintihan, suara tangisan insan yang berdosa.
Still listening to listeners' mailbag broadcast every Sunday, and now we continue to reply a comment from Salisu Muhammad Dawanau in Nigeria. Hello, Mr. Salisu Muhammad. Thank you for your email on our broadcast dated April 8, 2016. With our pleasure, we will include your name and address in our mailing list. And for our program guide, we suggest you to visit our website www.voi.co.id. Through the website, you can find out not only English program but also other languages which are broadcast by RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. But you don't have to worry. At your request, we will send also our program guide to your address immediately. Thank you, Mr. Salisu Muhammad Dawanau. We are waiting for your next email and certainly with your reception report. And you can send email to voi.english@gmail.com. Well, listener who are listening to our radio now, we'll play a beautiful song special for you. Let's check it out.
Lagi penyayang tak pilih.
kasih tak pandang sayang. Setiap jejak langkah perbuatan pasti akan mendapat
listener. Actually, we have received many emails, but unfortunately, we have to sign off now. We want to say thank you for our listeners who have liked and visited our official Facebook fan pages. Thank you for visiting our Facebook fan pages and for being our regular listeners. And we also appreciate your reception reports on our broadcast. Please send your letters to Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat 4 and 5 Jakarta 10110 Indonesia. I repeat again, Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat 4 and 5 Jakarta 10110 Indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi.english@gmail.com, voi.english@gmail.com, or to english@voi.co.id, english@voi.co.id. Don't forget to visit and like our fan pages on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia and The Voice of Indonesia, or follow our Twitter at Voi Indonesia, at Voi Indonesia. You can also join our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. Well, listener, to conclude our segment for this week, listener's mailbag, we will play another Indonesianly beautiful song. I'm Anessa. Thank you for listening, and we'll meet again next week in Listener's Mailbag. Bye-bye.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia at en.voi.co.id.
Terima kasih.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Meskipun kau bawa ke gurun yang tandus, atau kau bawa ke lembah yang sunyi, ku akan turuti sejak ku kau sayang, asalkan kita selalu berdua selamanya.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.